that's the five FWP forestry now, right?
If you want me to carry on?
Sure.
Okay. So the next one up is, it's a final approval. So this was never a proposal, just final approval of the five-year sustainable yield calculation estimate. And so what this is back in 2013 or 2011, the legislature directed the department to develop a sustainable yield value for the forested lands owned by FWP. And that's fisheries, fishing access sites, wildlife management areas, and state parks. We contracted a private forestry contractor to do that. They developed a five-year estimate, and then we have a sustained yield estimate, and then we have another statute that says our timber harvest cannot exceed that sustainable yield estimate, which we're not approaching. The other part of the legislation requires that says the Fish and Wildlife Commission and the State Parks and Recreation Board are required by law to review and redetermine the annual sustainable yield for lands under their jurisdictions at least once every 5 years. So our forester who you've met back here, Jason Park, has done that. He took the original sustainable yield calculation and made some updates based on some corrections as well as some additions to property and things like that. The result is a continuation of that annual yield that shows a redetermination was there's on all of the properties it totals 4.2 million board feet per year in the short term, which is less than 50 years, 3.7 million board feet per year in the long term. And this is an increase over the 2013 calculation of 91,000 board feet, which from that correction. So this is really we're making sure we're doing our following our requirements and statute, having you guys and the Parks Board as well will have to approve this redetermination. And if there's any technical questions, I'm going to defer to Jason, the forester. So with that,
we're
seeking final approval.
Do we have a motion?
I move the commission approve the annual sustainable yield calculation as presented by FWP.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for the sustainable yield calculation for the department lands. Any public comment? So if I understand or know this process, basically now the department will then come to the commission with individual sales to meet its annual board feet requirement or the sustainable yield of board feet per year.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, so any individual project will still come to you for an endorsement and a final approval because we're giving up an interest in property or involves a real property. And then our statutory direction is it can't exceed this 4.2 million board feet total for the year, so the annual calculation. And so I think Jason said the last couple of years we've been averaging a little under half that amount.
So when we do the, the Mount Hagen conifer encroachment projects, is that considered part of the sustained yield calculation? Or
I'm going to look to Jason.
So that project actually,
yeah. That's all right.
Yep. So, yeah, that project was presented to the commission several months ago, and it did include a small portion of commercial volume that would have been sold, so that was brought before. But we've had some other projects that have been completely non-commercial where the timber doesn't have any merchantable value, and those projects are not considered part. But any projects that do have a merchantable volume of timber that we would sell would be brought. We would go through the process of the endorsement and the public comment and the MEPA process and the final.
I guess what I'm asking, thank you. The other part of that question would be if the department at some point gets pressure for not meeting that number every year, like I think you said last year we did about 50% of what our sustained allowable yield would be for the year, seems to me like it would make some sense to include some of those projects, the conifer encroachment projects, because you are harvesting timber, but you're just not selling it.
Sure, yeah, and so, but the way the industry measures, timber, that material is not considered, and likely, we also consider the potential for that to be, you know, a merchantable product at some point in the future, and that, you know, we look at that, and that material just doesn't meet that.
So it's not merchantable until it's
criteria.
Ready.
Yeah. So.
All right. All right. All those. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if I understand it right, so when they determine a sustainable yield, it's not every acre; it's forested acres with commercial value timber.
Yeah.
And so then the what comes off is, you know, if it's part of what's in the sustainable yield.
You have an inventory of how much sustainable timber or how much merchantable timber we have on our land statewide, and then allocate how you're going to harvest that over 50 years.
Yeah, that's correct. And so the report gives us a number, and it's based on a model, so it's not like a wall-to-wall survey of what we have. It's a sample of that. So, and the report does recognize that, you know, individual products, there's going to be some, you know, at that smaller scale, at that project scale, other things to, you know, consider. So we have the big number, and then at the project level, we kind of figure out, you know, based on our management objectives and constraints, what we can actually get. And Ken alluded to the fact that Mount Hagen is a prime example of land that is not considered actually commercial forest land, and Montana Department of Revenue defines that as being capable of producing, I think it's 20 cubic feet per acre per year. And so some of that land just doesn't meet that production. So,
all right.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to add a comment if possible here. There was a time, you know, when this bill was being, you know, put to the House and the Senate, that there were a lot of us that were worried about, you know, losing sight of the reason that we have WMAs and other properties. And I think that knowing, having been around now for several projects, I think that this is turning out to be very much a habitat enhancement type of a thing, along with the opportunity to provide some commercial timber.
Okay, since we have extra time, I'll ask one more question, just because. What happens if you have a forest fire, for example? You have a bunch of we have a big fire season, we have a bunch of merchantable timber that burns. Do you then come back to the commission with a new sustainable yield because you lost 10,000 acres of quality merchantable timber, or do we sort of look for our timber elsewhere?
Yeah, so that's a good question. And the way that, again, that the number is calculated is based off of that potential for land to produce a certain volume of timber. So whether or not that meets that commercial forest land as defined by the Department of Revenue. And so even if a forest burns and you know, kills 95% of the trees, as it did on West Kootenai Wildlife Management Area, burned about 60 to 70% of that wildlife management area, or we have a large mountain pine beetle outbreak, that land doesn't necessarily go out of production. It's still capable of producing. So overall, that number doesn't change because it's based on a, you know, a 50 or 100-year time horizon. So the idea is that even though yeah, there's some immediate loss there of the timber, it's going to regrow at some point and at some point in the future be commercial forest again. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Any further questions?
Quick question.
Just for
the heck of it. I should know this answer, but where does revenue go from the sale of this timber?
Yeah, so another state law that the legislature passed I believe in 2009, along with the statute requiring us to implement a program, created a special revenue account called the Forest Management Account, and directed that any revenue generated would be deposited in that account for the use, you know, in accordance with the provisions of the program. So it has to be, that money has to be used to implement further forest management on our properties.
All right, further questions or comments?
I was just going to add to follow up. So if you look at the list of projects we've done, some make money and some don't make money. And so that forest management account is what we're using to offset the ones that don't make money. And then it's available for, like it pays Jason's salary and some of the other things that come with forest management.
Thank you.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. So we are at 1:30 p.m.